Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Mem. We are up to Sif Dalet. We are on page 378. Sif Dalet has a very short mechaber, very short ramah, and very long mishabura that's going to take us, Amir Tashem, three shiurim. So the mechaber says in Sif Dalet, page 378, Yesh li zor shlo lichtov be'etzbo'o b'mashkin ala shulchan o be'efer. The Shulchan Aruch tells us one should be careful not to write with his finger in liquid on the table or in ash. So you shouldn't, as we'll see in the Mishaburi, you shouldn't dip your finger into a liquid and then start writing with it on the table. The Rama says, Ava mutter lirshom ba'avir kimin osios. But you can write in the air, you can make letters in the air, that's going to be okay. So that's the Mechaber and that's the Rama. So now we begin the Mishabura in Sifkotan Yurches. Yesh li zahir, again, going on the Mechaber's case of being careful not to write with your finger with liquids on the table. Rotzalomer, it means to say, af dechiyuv chatas leka. Even though by writing with some kind of liquid, it's not going to be a chiyuv chatas, deba'inon sheyichtov davka bidyo. Because you have to write for a chiyuv chatas, to write with ink, o bishar dover kiyotze bazeh, or with something similar, sherishumo miskayim, that it could be a lasting impression. Ukidol kame, like we'll see later. Afilu hachi, even so, midirabonon aser af be'ino miskayim. That's the oraisa, but you are still aser midirabonon to write with things that are not lasting. And therefore, over here, writing with the mashkin will be an iser daraisa. If caught in your test, the mashkin. Ratzalomar means to say, Shetoval etzbo be'eze mashke. You dipped your finger into some kind of liquid. V'kasav bo ala shulchan. And with the liquid on your finger, you wrote on the table. V'hu adin al niyar uklaf v'kayotze baza. The same issa de Rabbanim would apply if you write with the mashkin on paper or parchment or anything similar. V'kasu ha'achronim da'achronim, right. Da'afilu im kasav b'hamashkin al-dover she'enu miskayim. Even if you're going to write with this mashke on something that the material you're writing on will not be lasting. Kigon al-ala yorokos v'kayotze bazeh. For example, you're writing on a vegetable leaf or something similar. Afilu hachi midrabban al-asr. So even if you are writing with something that's not miskayim, a liquid, and you're writing on something where the writing will not be miskayim, like a vegetable leaf, it will still be asur midrabbanan. Sivkatan chaf. The other case of the mechaber was you wrote into efer. Hainu shesarat beetzbo kimin osios beefer noguv, that you wrote in with your finger letters into ash that is dry. V'hu adin b'chol, the same thing would be if you took your finger and you made letters in sand. V'chein osur lirshom kemin osios ala chalon zechuches bimei hakar sheim lachem min akor. It is also osur midrabanan to be writing any form of letters on a glass window when it's cold outside, when they fog up. So you want to write your name, you want to write some letters there, that is going to be an Issa Drabbanan. The Imroshim Kmin Osios Bidvar Makrushim, if you made some kind of marking in the shape of letters in things that are congealed, Kigom Bidom Vochelev Shenikrash, like blood or fat that has congealed, Mashma Bitosefta the Chayev, the Tosefta is Mashma that you're going to be Chayev. There's an interesting note over here, and that is note number 41. So we said to make letters in sand is going to be an Issa Drabbanan. So says note 41, Ule'inyan halicha al adama raka, in terms of walking on soft ground, bina'al shebesulisa chakukos osios, that on the bottom, on the sole of the shoe, you have engraved letters. So das agon rav nissen karelitz, she'ein bekach iser. So the concern is that as you're walking, so the imprint of what's on the bottom of your shoe is going to go onto this soft dirt that you're walking on. Says of this in Karelis, it's not an iser. Kevon she'eino miskaben lahatbia tzuras osios b'adamah. Since it's not in your intention, you don't care that letters get imprinted inside the ground. The ein ze psik reisha she'achein yutbu. It's also not a psik reisha. It's not for sure going to happen. Not every step that you take is necessarily going to come out an imprint on the ground. V'odat furthermore, kevon she'ein b'hatbas osios elu shum to'ela. Since there's absolutely no benefit from these letters appearing on the ground, chaser b'ze etzem shem malachas kosev. That's lacking in the malacha of kosev, and therefore this in Karel says you don't have to worry about it, 100% fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kodon Chav Aleph. Now we move on to the Ramah. So after the Mechaber told us you can't take the liquid and write letters on the table, or you can't take your finger and write letters in the ash that's dry or in the sand, the Ramah said, Allah mutter lirshom ba'avir kemit osios, but you can be writing letters in the air with your finger. Says the Mishabura, Kidei l'rames l'chaveru ezadavar. You're trying to hint to your friend something, so you're making letters in the air. What you're trying to say to him, that the Ramah says, is going to be mutter. V'lo amrinan de ma'amin yodu v'ksiva yidei zeh. We don't say that you're training yourself how to write by doing that. You're getting better at writing, and therefore it would be a problem. It's mutter. V'hu adin de mutter liros umanus b'shabbos. In a similar fashion, the same way there, even though you're training your hand and you're learning how to write better, it's mutter. The same thing says the Mishabura is it's mutter to watch an umnus b'shabbos, a worker that's doing a professional act on Shabbos. Afagav shemalamda. So you're watching a guy do some kind of umnus, and by watching him, you're learning from him. That's also going to be mutter. V'nirid dahainu dafka ba'kraish and esdamin laliros. This is only a happenstance case. You happen to be there when he's doing it, so then you can watch him and learn from him. And even if you are watching him, because you happen to find him doing some kind of act that's a professional act, you want to learn it, you can't talk about it. No talking about the malacha that he's doing on Shabbos. Ukedle'el b'simin shin zayin, like we learned earlier in shin zayin ayin sham. Avaleilech b'shabbos b'kivun. But to go on Shabbos with intent, lebeis ha'ovi geluim, to the guy's house, b'shvil zeh, to watch him do some kind of malacha, aser mishum nimtzo chavtecha. That's aser because of taking care of your needs on Shabbos. If it's nikkur that you're going to the guy's house to watch him do a certain malacha, that's forbidden. V'ayin la'el b'simen shenvav sif aleph. Now if you look at note 42, on this point that the Mishabura was going on the Ramah, that writing letters in the air is going to be mutter, the Chazon Ish writes, so the Chazon Ish says it's better not to do that, not to make forms of letters even in the air with your finger. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Chavdeis Ba'avir. So the Mishabura said, the Ramah rather, said that it's mutter, that you are allowed to make letters in the air with your finger. Hu hadin emolech be'etzbo al daf noguv ke'ein tsuras osios gam kein shari. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the same thing is true, that the same way you could put your finger in the air and make letters, you could put your finger on the table, nothing on the table, and just make the form of the letters with your finger, that also, on a dry table, would be mutter. Kevan de'ein rishumo nikar klal. Since there is nothing that is there, there's no marking that's recognizable by what you're doing, so it's just like putting your finger in the air making letters, so putting your finger on the table is the same thing, it's also mutter. Velo dami lamashkin va'efer. It is not similar to the case of the mechaber, where there's liquid and there's ash, where there, even though it's not permanent, but there is something there, that's awesome, the Rabbanan. But Zakhtam Mishabura, these cases will be mutter 100%. Now before we go right to the Mishabura, I'd like to point out two notes. Number one is note 46. V'chein lasos es tzuras ha'usios be'etzbos atzman. Let's say you want to use your fingers to make shapes of letters using your fingers. So in Nissen Karel it says shemutter, that's also mutter. Shekein ein rishuma nikker, because there's no mark that's recognizable. Kishem shen nikker hu b'ksiva b'mashino b'efer. It's not like when you're writing letters with liquid or with an ash, where there's some form of letters that stay there. This is not staying there. V'chein das agon ravozner. V'asiyas tzuros be'etzbos keneged ha'shemesh. You want to make a reflection from the sun, so you make some kind of thing with your hand, so the reflection, the shadow goes onto the wall. So vasias tzuros beetzbos keneged hashemesh almanashi asu tzel betzura shel osios otziurim. You want to make letters or pictures that are going to appear on the wall because of the shade, the shadow that goes from the sun. So in this Nikarel it says that's mutter as well. Hoel viksavze eno miskaim afilu perek zman kotzer, because that writing is not lasting even for a very short amount of time. She'ein darkon shela usim kein lahashir as etzboseim ba'ufen ze afilu zman ma. No one's keeping their fingers there for any period of time. So it's there for a second, you take it away, that's nothing, that's mutter. Ulam, however, lahaniach chayfetz keneged hashemesh, if it's not your fingers, that you're not keeping there too long, but you put something in a position that it's going to, the reflection of the sun, the shadow against the wall is going to make a picture, and you want that to stay, L'haniach chayfetz keneged Hashemesh b'tzura misriyemes with a certain form. Kedei she'asel b'tzel tzura shel osios otziurim daito she'aser. There in this Nekarel says it's aser. Sherei miskayim adavar l'perek zman misuyim, because that is lasting. Because if you're putting a kli there, the kli could stay there. So that's making a form. He says that would be more problematic. Note number 47: writing with invisible ink. Va'kosev ksav seser. Kigon shekosev im chelav chai. You're writing with live, raw fat, agabe nir on a paper, ba'ofen shayidei kirav aksav l'mokom cham. That what happens when you write with the chelav chai, if you bring this writing close to a hot place, yochol hu lehiskalos. It's invisible writing that you put it to a heat source and all of a sudden the writing appears. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, Shem ein haksav nikur b'shas haksiva. If when you are writing it, it is not recognizable, you don't see anything there, ein bekach iser daraisa will not be an iser daraisa. Ulam, however, in b'shas haksiva nikur haksav, if when you are writing it, it's recognizable what you are writing, elo shela'achar zmanu nivla l'sochanir, but after some time it gets absorbed in the paper, and then you can't see it unless you put it to a heat source, but when you write it, it is nikur. Ha'osa kein over al iser daraisa. Says Shlomo Zalman, that would be an iser daraisa, because that's a lasting writing, and now it's recognizable, even though it's going to eventually become invisible, but right now it's there, and it'll be an iser daraisa. What about the guy who takes this writing, whatever this is, and he moves it to the heat source, and all of a sudden the letters appear? The one who makes this writing visible by bringing it to the hot place, the Prima Gadim writes, Sha'afa pi she'eino over al iser daraisa. Even though he's not going to be over an Issa Daraisa of Kosev, Mikomakom, Osir, Lasis, Kemed, Rabbanon. He's taking a ksiva that's not recognizable, and he's bringing it to a heat source, all of a sudden it's recognizable. That's an Issa Rabbanon, says the Prima Gadim. Lefisha, Domer, Hadavar, Laksiva. That's similar to ksiva. You're making some writing appear, that would be an Issa Rabbanon. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah. We are in Sivkot and Chav Beis, the third line. And this takes us for a couple of pages in the Mishnah Berurah. The Agav Nevayer Po Min HaGemara VaPoskim Ikrei Dinei Kosev V'Mochek. Just by the way, at this point, says the Chafetz Chaim, we're going to explain over here from the Gemara and the Poskim the main dinim of writing and erasing. B'dover Sheyesh Bo Chiyav Chatos. When will Ksiva and Mochek have an Issa Daraisa of a chiyav chatos, ubedaver shu pater v'aser, or when will it be aser mit rabbanon? Ki hashulchan aruch chitzer b'zeh. As he pointed out, the mechaber is very mekatzer in the halachas of ksiva. The Ramos mekatzer comes in Mishnah Berurah. I'm going to summarize the sugya, and he's going to give us a bunch of letters. We'll do tonight aleph, and Mishnah tomorrow we'll pick up from base. So aleph, ein ha kosev chayev ad sheyichto bedaver haroshim va'omed. One who is writing will not be chayev a karm chatos. He will not be chayev an iser daraisa until he writes with something that makes a lasting impression. Kigon dio, like ink, ushechor, hainu pecham, that's a coal, the sikra, which is a tzeva adom, it's a red dye, the komos, sraf ilon, which is the sap of a tree, umeafatsim, which is gallnut juice, the kankantum, the kleoferis, the chol kayotze bem shudav rameskayim. You're only chayv achatas when you write with one of these things that has a lasting impression. The chayn eino chayv, and so too you're not chayv daraisa. Ad sheyichtov al dover shemiskayim aksav alov. Not only the ink that you're using has to be permanent, but the place that you're writing it on is a place where it can be lasting as well. When the two things come together, then it will be chayv achatas. Kegon al or uklaf. For example, writing on leather, on skin, or parchment, unir, or paper, the eitz, or wood, the kayotze, bem, or similar things. Avol, hakose bedover shein rishuma omed. If you are writing with some kind of material that it doesn't make a lasting impression, kigom b'mashkin away pairs, like we discussed before, like you're writing with liquids or fruit juices, oshe kosav bidyo v'kayotze, or if you wrote with a permanent ink, al ala yirakos, on somewhere where it's not going to last, like vegetable leaves. The al kol dover shein omid, or something somewhere else will not last. Putter. All these cases, putter av al aser, it's only aser mid rabbanon. The eno chayiv, you are not chayiv a carbon. Ad she yichto bedover haomid al dover haomid. You have to be writing with an ink that will last on a material where it will last. V'chein, ein ha-mochei chayev ad she-yimcho ksav ha-omed mi'al gabe davar ha-omed. So too with erasing, you're not going to be chayev until you erase an ink that's normally lasting on a surface that normally would be lasting, and you erase that, that would be a chiyav chatos. V'chol zeh le'inyon chiyav chatos. This is all discussing the chiyav chatos. Aval iser d'rabonan yesh afilu kosa b'davar she-no omed, al davar she-no omed. But if you're lacking in both areas, it's a writing utensil, it's a liquid, it's not lasting, and you're writing it on the vegetable leaf, which is not going to be lasting, so both are not lasting, it's still going to be asr midrabanan, v'chein l'inyan mechika, and so to erasing with these two types of things will also be asr midrabanan. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Os Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.